now, Bachelor Nation on the After Reality Podcast Network.
He is not Will Simmons, but I am Spencer Kitley, and this is After Reality. Welcome back to the Bachelor Nation podcast on the After Reality Podcast Network, presented to you by our partners at Fantasy for Reality. That's Fantasy, the numeral for reality.com. And he's not Will Simmons, but he is good friend of the podcast and former reality TV producer, Mr. Kenneth Browder. Kenny, what is the good word?
What's going on, Spencer? How you living, my friend?
I'm living busy, but I'm looking at the light at the end of the tunnel come July, which will coincide with some more reality TV coming on and more time in my life to dedicate to that. So,
what I'm hearing is you're not vaccinated in these streets.
I'm vaccinated, just not in these streets.
he's like, I'm still not there yet.
I'm busy. And I'm looking forward to not being so busy. Maybe we can see each other in person.
That'd be cool. In these streets. Let's do it.
When's the last time we saw each other, Kenny?
Oh,
probably when we went to University of Texas basketball game in very early 2020.
Like January 2020.
Something like that. Little Texas chili parlor and some hoops.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago.
I'm going to see Mr. Will Simmons this Friday for the first time in ages. I saw him one day driving down the road and waved at him.
That's what's up.
But I got vaccinated, but then I've been really busy. And not too busy for the Bachelor, Bachelorette, I should say. Will is taking a bit of a break from the franchise. He's not going to get fired from the franchise like they ran Chris off, but I appreciate you being here. You're watching The Bachelorette. This is still like pretty new stuff for you. You're like two or three seasons in.
Yeah, it's you know, it's still relatively new for me, and I figure, you know,
have you seen a season not where they're not sequestered in quarantine?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was Peter?
Yeah, Peter. Yeah. The airplane with all the cheesy airplane puns.
Yeah. The windmill puns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons of windmill puns, too. Windmill puns, yes. How can we forget the windmill puns?
It is like you don't have as much kind of background with it, but like we're really missing a character of the show by them being able to move around. It does create more angst when they are stuck in one place. Particularly when maybe they got back to some level of normalcy in their lives, and then they're like, "Oh, now we're gonna go quarantine you back again at this place in Mexico."
Just kidding. Go quarantine in Mexico.
Yeah. Which they are quarantining currently right now for Bachelor in Paradise.
You and Will are excited about that.
That's our favorite.
I haven't seen one.
Oh, you're in for a treat, because this one's going to have a much bigger feeder system because they skipped a year. So you have like four seasons. Really,
it's going to be the cream of the crop
feeding that show. And I would love to be back at Playa Escondida right now. I know you love Vallarta. Next time you go to Vallarta, you need to add a couple extra days to the trip and take the 45-minute drive out to the jungle and stay at Playa Escondida.
We're going for Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, hey, you'll after you watch Paradise, you'll be like, yeah, we should go check out that place for a couple nights.
Okay. Well, I'm taking the kid, though. I don't know if we can. Kid friendly. Thanksgiving, man. I'm taking the kid with me.
Don't remember seeing any kids there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
feel like that might be a mommy and daddy place.
Perhaps. Anyhow. Before we dive into things, I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter @AfterRealityPod, like the After Reality TV podcast page on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Also, a reminder, subscribe wherever you download your podcast. Maybe it's where you're listening right now. Spotify, Apple, Google, or Stitcher are the places. And don't forget to check out our website, afterrealitypodcast.com. So we'll start right off with The Bachelorette. Early season thoughts for you. We're two episodes in. Will and I talked last week following the premiere. Didn't love the premiere. I actually kind of like this week's episode. What are your thoughts after 2 weeks?
After 2 weeks, I like The Bachelorette. She's fine. Like, I just love her personality. I like her vibe. The guys seem, you know.
She's fine as in, like, she's okay, or she's fine as in, like.
She's a very beautiful, attractive young lady.
She's fine.
She looks good. I love her personality. She's got a lot of spark.
Yeah. Tiny. I don't know how tall she is, but I think she's.
No, me and my wife talking about it. We Googled it. She's like 5'4". The guys are tallest. There's some tall dudes on there.
Oh, they love to cast a tall dude on this season. Yeah. If you're getting cast and you're under 6'1", like.
Yeah. It's like there's dudes 6'6", 6'2".
Dynamic personality.
Yeah. 6'6", 6'3". You know, there's a lot of tall dudes that make her look shorter. So.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
The in caps when they go to
commercial
or whatever, and they show her sitting in that chair. She looks tiny sitting in that chair.
Yeah, they like get big chairs to make her look small. But no, I think she's great. I like the dynamic with the two other former bachelorettes on there. Love me some Tayshia. I think the guys are cool. I think it's a good, diverse, good looking cast. So it should be some fun.
I think it's a good cast. I don't know how good looking they are.
They're more like.
I classified it as like there are some good looking dudes there.
Yeah,
but it's maybe one of the least good looking groups of guys we've ever.
They're more salt of the earth when we talk about other bachelorette type casting, right?
We do not objectify the women on this podcast, but we certainly objectify the men on this podcast. that's been a hallmark for years.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, you know. I think, you know, you're right, because, you know, I'm like I'm a good 6'7". I feel like, you know, I could be on this season of The Bachelorette and be and hold my own. But yeah, no, there's some characters, though. I don't know if there's any like crazy characters other than I'm just going to say it right now. Carl's a bitch. he'll be the person I don't like just because. He's a cornball Herb right there.
A Herb. I like
that. He's got Herby tendencies. I'm interested. We'll see how long they keep me around. I'll probably stay for Miss Thurston more than anything. But
there's a handful of dudes that I really like. They're good for her or not, don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like the dudes that I like probably are not the ones that she's going to end up with. But we never know.
Let's put that out on. Well, at the end, we'll get your top four kind of leaders in the clubhouse. But who do you like as people on the show?
I want to hang out with Trey.
He seems like he's cool. I like to do this and I like to do that and I like to do that and I like to. Do
yeah,
that.
You know, he's all over the place. Let me hold on. Now I got to pull up the names so I get them right.
I linked the roster right there for you. So
I know, but I'm just terrible, and I just didn't pull it up because I'm just tripping.
Describe them to me, Mr. Browder.
I like who's the guy that's I feel like I didn't see him a lot, but I like him. Who's the guy that was the firefighter? I like the virgin dude too. The
firefighter in training.
Yeah. Hold on. Here, I'll tell you who I like. I like Aaron. I like Andrew S. for the football player from Vienna.
Interesting choice on Aaron, because I think he's maybe an asshole.
Oh no, I think that's why I like him. I don't say I like him. I'm talking about who's making good TV or who is right. Like,
I'm with you, Andrew S. Brendan is the guy you mentioned who is the firefighter, eh?
Yeah. Let's see. Greg's all right. I hate Greg's hair though. He's got to do something with that hair. It's like a weird thing going on with his hair, but
he's just shucks guy.
Yeah.
Plenty more to talk about on him here in a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the ones that stand out. Mike, the gym owner guy, he's pretty cool. There's a couple guys that stand out, but yeah. It's so early, man. There's 30 dudes.
Like a James in the Box?
James. Which one's James?
James in the box. The guy in the box.
Oh, yeah, he was the one in the box. Who was the guy that came in the kitten costume?
That's Connor B.
I thought that was hilarious.
in this week when he's like, hey, like, I kissed you last week, and then I realized I had my hands on the side of your head with paws on them.
he's cool. But yeah, I don't like Carl, but I feel like he needs to stick around for television's sake.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a producer pick in the coming week or two.
And then what's the dude who's living in the RV? He thought it was way cooler than it really was.
He's not around anymore. He went home right away. That was Jeff, the surgical skin salesman, which I would have loved to have learned more about what exactly that is.
No, he's like the skin graft guys.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about Cody, but like... super disappointed I didn't get to learn more about being a zipper sales manager. What exactly does a zipper sales manager do? YKK on my zipper?
Yeah, he's got a YKK. I was going to ask, you think he has a YKK tattoo somewhere? Zip life? It's like, what are you doing? I got this YKK zipper on.
Isn't that an Outkast song? Didn't the rap about a YKK on my zipper?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I knew that. The only place that I really... can think of that I remember not having that on their zippers is I think Gap makes their own zippers.
Well, definitely not fresh or clean.
Yeah.
or that's an Outkast reference for my people who don't know. No, I know you got it. Yeah. I don't know if your audience necessarily is diving into it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you're.
Anyhow, so let's go into this week. We enter the week. Week two at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya. Looks like a pretty decent place. It's no Nema Colon. That place was awesome in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of red and tan. I like going to red and tan like destinations in my personal life, but I don't want to see it on TV.
Okay.
It's just a weird look on TV. Unless you're somewhere red and tan and it's got water close by.
Is that what they call it? Is that what they call it? You lived in the desert for 20
years. Yeah, like Vegas is like red. It's like the colors are predominantly red and tan.
Okay.
Right. It's like.
I mean, I get it. I never heard that before.
Oh yeah, you know, that's some local desert rat. Some local desert lingo.
Yeah. Anyhow, these dudes are getting to see the place. They're showing them around. They're like, "Hey, this is awesome!" And I'm like. You guys have been quarantined there for 2 weeks. Are you really just trying to sell us that you're just now seeing the grounds or the
lobby? I'm going to say yes.
Like you think
I'm going to say that's
the rooms.
Yeah. I'm going to say that they probably, there's a chance that they brought those dudes in and put blindfolds on. They already checked into their rooms and put them. I'm serious, man. I've seen it happen.
This is your roommate.
I've seen it, right? Like they got like, and they'll put them in places where like, you know, they're like close to each other, but they can't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, they can size each other up and shit and like
yeah, build I'm stories. Sure they were all in individual rooms before, but yeah, now yeah, they're yeah. Paired.
Now they're all the gear.
This week.
Yeah.
I'd be so, like, no. I want to stay in Chateau Benet.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, that probably makes it better. When like that's probably a genuine reaction on camera, just because they've actually probably been quarantined. Like I've seen shows where they blindfold the dudes, like they don't let them know where they're going at all. Like it's like they get off the plane, like you get in this van, you put this blindfold on. It's like right, so like they may have just been in there, and like and then the anxiety of like however long they had to quarantine, which is probably longer now. Like usually it's not a 2 week period or whatever.
Yeah,
those dudes were probably like amazed because they've been seeing the same four walls for 10-12 days.
Hopefully they at least let them watch TV or something.
Oh yeah, they let
you here. You guys can watch all the free movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but but they also probably made them stop watching. Like there's probably certain stuff they couldn't watch because they don't want them talking about like current events on TV.
Yeah, right? They don't want to timestamp things.
Yeah, right. So
The lead in this week was rather corny with this kind of whip around of Katie talking to Caitlin and Tayshia and all the dudes overanalyzing their feelings together, which we know that they would not be doing. And right off the bat, we learn we're going to have two group dates and a one-on-one date and sandwiched in between. And Carl, your guy, is the immediate douchebag in the house being obnoxious with his, like, John F. Kennedy speech spoof on asking what you can do for your bachelorette. I'm like, no, you're the guy that no one wants to be friends with ever in life. And do you know what his, do you recall what his job title is?
He's a motivational speaker. Here's the thing.
Who's he motivating?
I mean, here's the thing. I bet Carl, absent of being on television for the first time and doing something different, and it's, there's some, you know, natural, he's probably playing it up because he's on the camera or whatever. He's probably not as bad in real life. He probably hangs out with some other rich people who are, I mean, I've met my fair share of rich people and they're cool, but some of them were kind of dorky.
Carl's rich?
No, I don't think he's rich. I think he hangs out with rich people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that you know, that like having a diversity hire around. Be like, oh, there's our black guy who's safe and he motivates us and he tells us cool stories and he jumps on the table.
Every once in a while, we just have to look at him and be like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. You had to get the gap, but you know, like for the most part, like in doses, I'm sure he's not the same level of intense, I think, in real life. He probably is really intense in real life.
I'm gonna check back in with you next week, make sure we still think the same thing.
Oh, he's straight up villain. I don't care. That dude sucks.
He's gonna be hiding under a rock next week, probably. And if he's
no, this will let us know if we have a good character or not. Because again, they're finding their roles right now.
Denial and defiance.
Yeah. So is he going to be the guy that's like? Because I was afraid. You know, we'll get to it. But is he going to be that guy, or is he going to be like, you know what? I really am not this guy all the time in real life, and I'm not sure I can keep this up for the whole time I'm here.
I'm going to tone this down, and I'm just going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, so we're going to see how about it, Carl, gets over here. Like, we're going to see how about it gets, because
the first date card does come along. And when it's this early in the season, you get large dates. This one was Christian. That's the guy from Boston. Garrett, the unremarkable redhead that's on the show. Trey, Courtney with a Q. Mike P. James, Justin, Thomas, Connor B. the cat, and the aforementioned Carl.
Carl with a K. Carl's with a K typically are like the Carl on the show right now, by the way. They got a little stuff to
him. The only Carl with a K I can even think of is Carl Malone. But this dude ain't Carl Malone.
Yeah. Carl Malone's kind of douchey too, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but he's still, cool. Carl,
yeah.
Carl Malone.
He's Carl Malone.
Yeah.
He can be douchey.
Like, what, like earn Carl that right. Like the third leading scorer in the history of the NBA.
He's earned that right.
Yeah. He's the mailman. He always delivers. They enter this date into this dark room with a spotlight on a sex toy, and enter Heather McDonald, comedian. I've actually seen Heather McDonald before. She wouldn't see Chelsea Handler, and she opened.
Okay.
Maybe just as funny, if not funnier, than Chelsea Handler, at least on that day.
She's a professional.
Yeah, she got her hand in a lot of different things, apparently. Yeah. We kick things off with an anatomy test for these dudes on female body parts, which, yeah, like, you know how they produce these shows, right?
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have been on the spot answering these things. Like, I'm sure there was plenty of time to write your answer down before everyone shows their answer.
I mean, relatively speaking, yes.
Like, but it wasn't like you have 5 seconds to write something down.
Oh, no.
Brain.
No, they probably got like 30 seconds.
I was just like,
a minute.
Are you guys really writing these answers down? Yeah. And then poor Mike is in tears as he has to answer these questions, like just crawling with uncomfortability. I feel horrible for the guy. And he's just like throwing out question marks. And
I didn't feel bad for him. Like, I thought he handled it swimmingly.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted him to just be like, hey, I'm uncomfortable and I'm going to excuse myself.
Yeah, but I don't think he was uncomfortable. I just think that, I mean, there was some level of uncomfortable.
He was uncomfortable.
But here's the thing, like, not to the point where he's like, nah, I can't do this, or like, I don't want to answer. The Virgin dropped some game for if men were listening. If you're white, hey, men at home, if you're listening to this podcast because your girl got you in the car, listen to it, whoever, right? My man was dropping some knowledge about intimacy that women love. So, I mean,
it was
informative if you were paying attention.
But kind of where I was going with my thought on him excusing himself, that would have actually put himself in a position to get probably 15 or 20 minutes of one-on-one.
Oh yeah, this is true. Strategically, he probably should.
She would have been like, "Oh wait, can I talk? You're uncomfortable. I want to make you feel comfortable. Like, let's go talk for 20 minutes." It was kind of the Victoria move from last season. Like, I'm just gonna be an animal and then go bogart your time.
Yeah. Hey, showing you're there for the person. Here for the right reasons. Off topic, but on topic. I feel like this in my short bachelorette experience is the earliest I've heard the people are here for the right reasons chatter.
Oh, a lot of right reasons chatter.
And I'm like,
especially a lot for this early in the season.
I'm like, dang, I feel like this is a tad early to have this conversation.
I don't have the soundboard wired up tonight, or otherwise I would play the Right Reasons rap collaboration when they brought Soulja Boy on and had him rapping with the guys and the Bachelorette to a song called Right Reasons.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you there real quick.
Yeah, Soulja Boy was on
the night. So you're telling me in the year of our Lord 2021 that at some point in the past, yeah, Soulja Boy was on The Bachelor? Or the Bachelorette.
And also at another time, Lil Jon.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Next you're gonna tell me the Yin Yang twins are gonna be on.
Still, while you twink.
Wait, do you see my
Lil Jon is going to be one of the guest hosts of Bachelor in Paradise this summer, along with
I will watch that.
Yeah, Lance Bass, him, David Spade, and someone else, which I think is kind of going to be distracting. I'd almost rather not have a host, but I digress. Connor B, the Catman, really great batting leadoff with the guitar and the song, and mm-hmm. It's funny. I was impressed. Like, this guy's like, he is not the best looking dude there. He's not the most muscular or the most like confident dude, but he's playing very well to his strengths.
Oh yeah.
Like, he knows what clubs are in the bag, and he's swinging them all well.
I can't remember who said it, if it was the Kid Mero or Desus who was saying, you got to work on your however, or it might have been Charlemagne the God, I can't remember. But, you know, it's somebody in the black media was saying something about...
Was it Soulja Boy?
Probably Soulja Boy. You got to work on your however, you know, like the Biggie line, black and ugly as ever, however, I stayed coochie down to the socks, right? So it's like, what's your however? Like, you may be ugly, but what else you got going for you? Yeah. It's like, I feel like my man's worked on his however.
Yeah. We saw a lot of dudes underwear, some tearaway pants, James blindfolding her to unveil himself in his underwear. It felt very Barney Stinson to me. How I Met Your Mother. It wasn't quite the naked man on the couch. Yeah, but and then there was Carl, who would not shut up. Just kept putting his foot in his mouth and making a fool of himself, and he's just talking louder and louder and more awfully. He couldn't put a sock in it, can he?
Hey man,
that made me uncomfortable.
It did make me uncomfortable for him. my man was struggling.
To the point, like, does he know when to stop when he's motivationally speaking?
Okay, again, I'm going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's his first time on TV. You don't know how to act. Cameras watching you everywhere. There's probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 cameras in there.
Like, a room full of, like, your, quote, peers?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be trying to, like, be a little cooler?
No, it's not, I mean, the cameras affect everyone differently. And again, I told you, my man Carl's got Herbie tendencies, a little Herbie Hancock over there. So, you know, the camera will make you act to the persona that you most closely readily adopt to. So he's not a cool guy, apparently. he's that guy.
Yeah. You mentioned Mike. Like, guy nailed it. Pulled her to the side, hits it out of the park, sits down with her on the bed, kind of reads her a bit of a like story poem. Yeah. And basically tells him what he wants in a wife and airs it all out in front of these guys. And Heather's right there to be like, you get the greatest lover of all time award. And I saw a picture. He posted a picture of himself on Instagram last night of like laid back in a lounge chair at the pool holding his big trophy. Apparently got to take that home with him.
Yeah, that's good. No, I mean, I thought, you know, right. I'm glad he handled it the way he handled it. I thought it was very good. I thought he did a splendid job of showing, because it's weird, man, right? Like, Lolo Jones came out, told people she's a virgin. She's still a virgin because she came out in public. It's Lolo Jones, though.
She's crazy.
But oh, she's fine, though. It's like, she's fine enough for someone to go there. But, you know, he handled it the way he should have. I thought he did a good job. And some good intimacy lessons there, gentlemen.
What nighttime portion of the date, Connor, the cat man, musician man, continues to make a name for himself without the cat whiskers this time.
Paw on the head.
Yeah, but heavy making out, which kind of became a theme of the episode. Like, there's one common thread that ties together all the heavy making out. And that's Katie. She's like, there's a lot of like head bobbing and moving and weaving as they're going.
Yeah, she's a willing participant. It's awesome.
Yeah. Carl also shined on the nighttime portion of the date for part two of Carl of the four parts that he had this week.
Broken clocks right twice a day, Spencer.
Yeah. That's, I mean, he starts telling the other guys that he has to get the rose. He has to stand out. He thinks that she's eating him up, and then he gets interrupted talking to her mid furry purple handcuffs. No idea what he was doing with those mid conversation. Then we kind of got introduced. I would say introduced because we didn't really have much of him, but I think we're getting more of him, and that's Thomas.
Okay.
Who looks like kind of gets into some issues next.
He gets in the middle of it.
But like, he was not memorable to me, but he was to her. She's like, I keep having you on my mind. I was like, oh.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
This guy, Thomas. And then she really makes out with him too, like heavily, to the point that he picks her up and her Spanx are hanging out of her dress. Anybody catch on to this?
No.
I was like, those are your Spanx. That's the guy that ends up getting the group date rose, which out of like Connor and Mike and all these other things that are going on, she must really like Thomas. I'm not ready to anoint him as upper echelon, but she certainly likes him.
This is true. She definitely likes him.
Yeah. And that took us to the one-on-one date with Greg. This was an emotional, like, roller coaster thing to watch. It's not often, really ever, that the first impression rose recipient gets the first one-on-one date or even a date at all on the first episode post-premiere. Okay. Usually it's like, hey, I've reassured you, you're not going to go on a date this week. Instead, it's the Father Michael, not father in the religion, father that he has kids, or a kid, didn't get to go on a date. Nor did, there was another guy, I think David, he read a date card this week, but I don't believe he went on a date either, but they didn't mention him not going on a date.
Hmm.
That red truck they were in, Kenny, not made for off-roading. It was more, it wasn't quite a lowrider, but like more of that. Yeah,
that's more street
more
car.
Of that ilk than, yeah. Than a 4x4.
That's supposed to be backed into a parking spot at a farmer's market.
Selling coconuts.
Yeah, no, just like, no, there's a certain, like Vegas there was anyway, there's a faction at all the farmer's markets where all the car guys would get together. Oh. And they would like, they'd be in the corner of like the farmer's market, like showing off their cars.
Listen to this.
Oh. Yeah. Playing, right? Yeah. So that's what I was getting from that truck. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that's supposed to be there in that New Mexico climate. Just the terrain doesn't match the truck and the ability.
It did. Whatever. Red tinted windows.
Looked good. Looked good.
You know, you're a red guy. What do you think about red tinted windows?
I'm a fan of red cars, not a fan of red tinted windows. I like the color red. Scarlet and gray every day.
Yeah. Cutting holes in toilet buckets.
Yeah.
For your campsite.
Good old honey pot.
Okay. I get it. An axe, not the utensil I used.
Not the utensil I would have picked, but
I might have used the other end of the axe.
Yeah. But I also don't. I go glamping. I don't go camping.
I've used similar, but not quite the same bucket. But I've also never sat on a what's essentially a squat bucket.
Yeah.
And made out with my date while doing it fully clothed.
Everybody loves the sunshine, Spencer. What do you want?
Like, just look at the scenery. And like, yeah. It didn't look that nice. It looked actually kind of cold. It had been cold. They were wearing like hoodies with flannels on top.
Yeah, it's March, April in New Mexico. There were times the even when she was coming in, she was definitely cold when all the guys were coming out of the cars and stuff. She was freezing.
Yeah, it's probably like
it's all windy.
75 during the day and 35 at night.
Oh yeah, it's cold. Yeah, she's dealing with at least 50 degree temperatures, 55 somewhere in there.
Yeah. Otherwise, a fairly normal date, camp food, horseshoes, like high levels of comfortability, which is a little rare for so early in the show. Really quickly, this kind of all comes together, and she wants him to be here for a while, like that's quite reassuring. And she's draped all over this dude, like at head of the class. Like I, at that point in time, I'm like, this guy's in the driver's seat. And then we go to the night. She shares all about her dad passing away, mm-hmm. and like he kind of comforts her, and then makes it through all of that to the nighttime portion before then following up until like about him losing his own dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you sit through all of that then? Like, I mean, like, and hold it together. And like, by the time they're done with dinner and him, like, I'm like, do we need to go on with the season?
Yeah. They got so much in common. Both their dad. Yeah. It's like, it's one of those, what's the couple last season that you liked? Dale, I don't even remember that. What's the terrible name?
Claire and Dale.
Yeah, what's
the, I don't what's know the, that I like them, but
no, what I'm saying, what was the name you gave them?
Claire and Dale. I don't know.
No, what? No, they had it. You merged their names together like some Bennifer type stuff.
Oh, I don't remember doing that.
I can't. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I felt like it was kind of like that. Like I'm like, oh, wrap it up.
Like Claire and Dale, Rescue Rangers. Claire and I don't know, but I think one of the reasons we kind of needed this date was we don't know that much about Katie. No. Like, you don't get an 11th place finisher as your bachelorette. Yeah. Like, we needed some story on her, and we certainly got that in spades this week. We also got like, I think, an indisputable front runner. I like it's an uphill climb for anyone else at this point. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
And remind you, he was also the one that when he got out of the limo and it said, or they said, he walked away and she's like, he looks like my ex-boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
So there's that. Any other final thoughts on Greg? Other than like his hair.
I can't stand his hair. It's dated.
I'm like,
yo, if you're 14, tight haircut. You're not 14. It's like, you know, I'm half expecting that you have that little flip on the side of his face because you're trying to cover a pimple, right? It's like acne because you're 14. It's a 14-year-old's haircut, dude.
He's 27.
that haircut expired 13 years ago, man. Yeah. Gotta get rid of it.
Katie's 30. I'm actually flipping through all the dudes that are still there.
Youngins.
Only four of them 30 or older. Mike, 31.
A lot of guys in their mid-20s.
Yeah, Michael, 36. Hunter, who I sometimes call the Hobbit, 34. And Andrew M., the deputy district attorney from Newport, 31 years of age. Speaking of some of those guys, we had a second group date with John, who is the rail-thin guy. Mm-hmm. Andrew S., our Austrian football player. Kyle, Josh, Aaron, who's been the catalyst here the first couple of episodes. Brendan, Hunter, and then Cody, the opposition to the aforementioned Aaron. And they, that, like I mentioned before, left Michael, left David, maybe another back at the house. But these guys are all woken up by banging pots and pans from Tasha and Caitlin coming into the hotel rooms.
Yeah, like, it's like Scared Straight episode.
That was aggressive waking up of people. Really
unnecessary. It doesn't fit the demographic of the show. This is a show about finding love. Waking dudes like that up aggressively in the middle of the night. I'm sorry, ladies. It just seems like you're trying to be a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah. Well, and like everyone got woken up, not just the ones that were going on the date. Yeah. Like Greg, I don't know if you caught this. He goes, "All right, that's enough."
Like you made your point.
Like, all right, I've already been on a date. I was probably up really late last night on my date. So if you guys could knock that off, that would be great. And they had to go out on this date and like half naked in their undies and like blankets. Again, we mentioned probably not the warmest outside.
Oh yeah.
In March in somewhere in between Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
At that elevation too. Come on now. it ain't warm.
And we learned that getting down and dirty is one of Aaron's specialities, Kenny. I think that's a specialty, Aaron. Speciality.
I mean, put a little emphasis in it. Tomato, tomato. And speciality.
It's kind of like my high school football coach that used to say, specialty teams instead of special teams. The specialty teams. We're bracing for the big Katie big buckle brawl. The only problem was we suited all these dudes up in cowboy clothes and they couldn't keep their jeans up because they didn't have belts, much less a belt buckle, for the belt buckle brawl. Where are the belts? That just like you need a belt for your jeans, guys. And then they're all tucking their jeans into their boots, like, girls. I think. Right. You're dumbfounded. I thought the video had frozen. You were stuck there.
Yeah, you're saying it out loud. I'm just like, come on.
Put some belts on.
Yeah.
Like your cowboy suit. Your brother likes to rock the cowboy suit.
Oh yeah, my brother Chris loves it.
Oh, wow.
He's a little concrete cowboy action. Right? Like, I mean, the belt is an important part of the whole cowboy attire.
Just an important part of wearing jeans.
Jeans in general. Well, you know, we're fitting a motif here, right? So, like, the fact that they don't have, like, belts with dope buckles or... It's kind of missing the mark a little bit.
I know you want to win a belt buckle, but maybe we start you out with a small one, and if you win, you get an upgrade.
Yeah, you know, get some diamonds around that thing or
like,
something.
This is how the rodeo works. Like, you want a belt buckle.
Yeah.
And you win some money, too. Anyhow, we are, what would you call this? Is this mud wrestling? Or is it something else?
It's mud wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
More aggressive mud wrestling.
Wrestling, not wrestling. Wrestling.
I feel like this is more wrestling.
No. I feel like.
I like wrestling to me is WWE.
No. Wrestling's like fighting. Like there's some like real, like it's like, it's a little more hardcore to me. Wrestling is like, you know.
Olympics.
Yeah. Wrestling is like. Those dudes, there's got to be a gimmick. Wrestling, it's like wrestling with a gimmick, but there's some scrapping. Because those two dudes went at it in the mud. Like,
well, they definitely did.
There's some personality. It's personal, right? So like, it wasn't quite staged. So there's wrestling. There was some realness to it.
I mean, poor Kyle had to go against Andrew S., the pro football player, and that was quick.
Such a mismatch.
And then Skinny John against Josh, who, like, I still don't even really know who Josh is, but John had such a good attitude. He had a smile on his face even when he's getting his butt kicked out there.
Yeah.
And, like, and they actually called it, ended up calling it a draw, I guess probably just for having a good attitude.
Yeah. Like, you know what? You're all right with us.
Well, and so
I like the cut of your jib, kid.
The two dudes that went at it, Aaron and Cody, like we saw last week, there was this random out of place tiff that happened at the cocktail party where you're just kind of like, this is the most inexplicable thing I've ever seen on the show. Like, I don't know what the context is or why this is happening. And it just kept going. These two guys got into it on night one. They know each other from back home in San Diego, and there's no love loss. They're really going at it here. The girls, they even know something's going on. The girls being Caitlin, Tayshia, and Katie. And this is serious. Aaron definitely seemed to get the better of it, but he should have. When they stood up, he's way bigger than Cody is. There he is.
Yeah.
We lost you there for a second, Kenny. I was just talking about the bigger man, Aaron, taking out Cody in this mud wrestling thing. And, like, I mean, it was aggressive. Everyone knew it. It was easy to see. And, like, I mean, if you don't know that there's beef between these guys and you're sitting there watching that like in person, like what's going through your head?
Oh, like this is going back to the crib. Like this is not ending here, period. Like this is just the start of something. This is also might be the, you know, one of these dudes ain't gonna make it past the next couple weeks because it's just the way it cookie crumbles, it seems like, in these scenarios. But
usually this sets up a path for a multi-week feud. It's not necessarily what happened here, and I want to get into it. But before we do, the belt goes to Aaron for the brawl.
Yeah, oh, of course.
I mean, like he was a lot bigger guy than Cody.
Yeah, yeah.
So like for to that point though, like felt like Cody held his own pretty well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he does get a little extra time, and Katie's like, hey, like, what's the story with Cody? And he's like, I don't like the way Cody handles himself in situations. He's made some disturbing social media posts. He thinks, or I know he's here to be famous. He's and all this other stuff. And Katie immediately is discouraged. What my immediate thought, Kenny, I want to hear your thought was, but it's not very fair to just believe him and only hear one side of the story. at that point in time.
At that point in time, you're correct.
Like, she's right? Like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this. It's, this is the truth.
Yeah. Which, you know, you start, you know, the producer ahead of me goes, is this edited this way a little bit? But no, I feel like, you know, on GP, she's got
pretty real.
On, yeah, on GP, she's got to be like, okay, let me hear the other side of this before I make a decision. But I also, you know, in the moment, again, it's early. These things, these behavior things that happen early when people are trying to get used to being on camera and their reactions are maybe not as true, right? It's just like there's a lot of stress going on in that whole situation right now. And then she hears something that it's like the last thing you kind of want to hear. Because they're so, it's just vague enough to where you can like fill in the blanks with your own story. And that's what your brain wants to do anyway. There's tons of science around that. Like, people fill in the blanks on stories all the time.
Well, I think Aaron is a bit of a loudmouth because he pipe up against Carl later in the episode.
Yeah.
At the nighttime portion of this, though, Katie wants to talk to Cody right off the bat, and she wants to know like why Aaron is describing him as malicious and unkind, which is a tough way to be approached by a girl that you're wanting to date. And like, what, even if it's like completely untrue, like, how do you defend yourself without being defensive?
There's no way.
Like, he's in a no-win situation.
Yeah, he you know.
He just got railroaded.
Yeah. Like, whether that's true or not, right? And, yeah, he got, there's no way to come back from that.
Yeah, I mean, would you be like, wow, that's really hurtful. I don't agree with that. And
I guess you need to
act more upset about it.
Yeah, there's definitely a skillful way to respond to that where you don't come off defensive. The amount of emotional intelligence that I think is necessary to pull that off, my man ain't got. So,
yeah,
right,
like, he's a zipper salesman.
Yeah, YKK. So
his response was, I'm not that way at all. And yeah, that's not factual information.
Yeah. His way to respond would made him be like, oh, yeah, I do believe them now because of the way you responded to this. But here's the thing, too. He could have made it a lot easier or believable if there was just a little bit more of like a pause and reflection before he just.
It was almost like, oh, if I stay around, maybe more information comes out than I want to come out. Maybe I should just leave.
Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, he handled it about as poorly as you could.
Cody is not here for the right reasons.
I this is early, right? Like, this not here for the right reasons talk
it's a lot. It's because of quarantine. They're all wound up tight.
Yeah, and they got a sex positive bachelorette, and they're just like, give it to the fantasy suites, players. let me weed out all these jokers real quick. I have an attractive woman who is comfortable with her body, and yeah, let's do this.
to wrap Cody up, like, I did feel like he couldn't defend himself. Because he didn't seem to really know what he was defending himself for. Maybe that's what the wrong turn was like, he should have asked more questions. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was too quick to answer. Take a pause, my man.
Could you
think about? Could
help
you
me a little bit more? Help me what he said, because I
help me understand that's
not well.
Yeah, I don't know him well enough, and I don't feel like he knows me well enough to make that decision about me. But like, can you tell me? Is there specifically something that I did? Like, because if it was misinterpreted, my bad. Like,
way to produce it. Any good job.
I can't think of anything else I want to be but to be here. And now I'm hearing this might get taken away from me. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Like, it's like, just calm down and take a. Again, he may do that in his real life, but it's early, and they're all dealing with learning how to be on camera.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the next thing we know, Katie feels like someone's wasting her time. She swoops in, pulls Cody to side yet again, tells him, hey, like, we don't have trust. I can't keep you here. Adios. 100 points in Fantasy for Reality for getting sent home mid-episode. And she seemed to really be struggling. It was a good spot for Andrew S. He swooped in to kind of make things good. They bond over some tough upbringing and not having much or a lot of money. And I think Katie really likes him. I like him. I think he's a solid dude. Mm-hmm. Another guy on the KISS leaderboard. And he ultimately gets the group date rose out of the thing. So three roses out before they ever go to Cocktails and Roses. We didn't get to see any more roses this week, but we spent a lot of time with Carl. Michael, as he should have, got the first one-on-one time after not getting a date. And if you don't get a date in week one, it's actually kind of a good thing. Because that means the lead like feels good enough about you that like they feel they don't need to talk to you.
You don't want to peak early.
Yeah. But meanwhile, Carl is worried that there are other dudes there that are not there for the right reasons. And just focus, dude. Focus. Focus on you. He can't do it.
Can I tell you why I'm mad?
Tell me
why. Okay. I don't want to do the whole I hate these scenarios, right? Because it's like the black dude goes on TV and does something stupid, and then I automatically go, man, you're making the rest of us look bad. Yo,
at least he's not the only black dude on the show.
I'm like, thank God the other black dudes are dope, because this dude is like, he's just, oh man, there's just so many things that I just like. His look, he becomes like he's a weasel. Like, this dude's a weasel. And he's like, him not recognizing, I just feel like other people aren't here for the right reasons. And she's like, well, can you tell me? Well, I just want to protect your feelings and like make sure, like, but I just keep your eyes open. I'm like, mother,
just get a big spoon out.
Dude, come on, man. Like you are just making yourself look like the biggest ass on this whole scenario. And it's not going to, this is not going to get the result you think it is.
It's not going to end well.
What world do you think that this is going to end well? Because I got some timeshares I could sell you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, what possessed him to go, this is the play?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and then, like, he straight up tells her, like, there are other guys here who do not have the best intentions in mind. And she now straight up was like, I want to know.
Yeah. Now you look like
I have limited time. And then she goes to the group, none too pleased.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm heard about multiple people still being here for the wrong reasons. If you're not here for me for an engagement, then get the F out. And I'm not here to waste my time. I'm like, you just made her look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah, because you're a herb. Like, my man is a cornball. Like, this is, I don't like cornball. To me, might be one of the harshest like criticism I'll make, because I'm making fun of you, but I also want you to know how much of a dork I think you are, right? And not in a good way, because some dorks are really cool. This dude is a straight up cornball.
Nerds are cool. Dorks not cool.
I know a couple cool dorks.
Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, this stuff starts circulating, and she says, like, I don't want to waste my time. And then immediately goes, Aaron, do you want to go talk? And I was like, uh-oh, that's not, you don't want your name called right there.
Yeah.
That might've been produced, but
yeah. But it's also like, you don't want your name called, 'cause you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Who says something about me?
Yeah. But she doesn't go in on Aaron.
Yeah.
At all. Meanwhile, Carl tells the group of men that he told her, like, they're like, who said it? Like, all you had to do was sit there and say nothing. Just sit there quietly and you don't get egg on your face.
He had two ways to play it. One is say nothing, which I personally would have been like, fuck that guy if he didn't say anything. Right? Like,
yeah, but you wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known. Right? But also, if you're gonna fess up, right, don't lie and switch up the story too and be like, well, she asked me this question. Like, no, player, You offered
this
the
was, this was your strategy.
You offered this up, okay? And now you come in here, and he kept. You see how he kept changing his story? He's like, well, I told her that it was like one guy. It was like a couple guys. And it's like, well, who? And he's like, oh man, this is exploding in my face much faster than I thought it was going to.
Wait, how can I stick a cork in this? Where is the leak?
Let's the leak? Dude, turn into the circle back guy real quick. Hey, can we circle back to this conversation after we get like come on, man. Like, yeah,
can we table this for next time?
Yeah, dude, straight up just how you gonna blow up your own spot like that and not real, like everyone knew that. Come on, man.
he's like well, yeah, you know, I just like I didn't feel like everyone was there for the right reasons, and then like
sounds like projection if you
I
ask
heard
me
some stuff circulating around like what, give us an example. I don't know,
dude. The weasel, like so weaselly, just like out for himself, selfish, like small, like has no confidence in his ability to pick up this chick.
No,
so he's
no
like,
facts.
Like, come on, man. And like, come on,
everyone.
Man. Yeah. And he's just like, you know what? You know, Katie's out of my league. Let me ruin this for the rest of y'all.
Aaron was not having, Aaron's not going to be one to be quiet about anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which also probably means he's not long for the show.
Oh yeah, he his temper will get the better of him, I'm sure.
Maybe he'll punch someone. That'll be great.
You know,
all we can hope for. My final note I have written here was, Carl is a total douche. That's what I have written in my notes.
Like I can't stand that dude. Like I'm just like, oh god, this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, to the point that Katie is crumbling and in tears, all because Carl is weak and insecure.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
And he's a motivational speaker, but he's insecure.
Hey, man.
I don't know that those two things go well together. That's just my own personal opinion.
You know?
Anyhow, that brought us to the end of the episode. We looked at, they showed us a preview next week. We hear Thomas talking about being the Bachelor, also being accused of being a manipulative psychopath.
Yeah, that's great. I love manipulative and psychopaths in the same sentence, especially when they precede each other.
Looks like Carl gets pretty riled up, so maybe that means Carl last passed the rose ceremony, which he probably does, because there probably won't be a time for them to talk to her about Carl lying beforehand. Yeah. And plenty of drama to go around is kind of my read.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Because you can't, you won't, and you don't stop.
Yeah.
Let's talk top four leaders in the clubhouse. We can trade them. You can go one, I'll go one, and so on, and see how closely aligned we are on who the top guys are here. Should we just go ahead and put Greg out there and get him off the list? Is he on your leaders in the clubhouse, I would assume?
Yeah, he's on the leaders in the clubhouse.
All right. So who rounds out
my club? I can only go three that I feel comfortable saying. So
okay.
The fourth is kind of a throwaway.
Well, I like a wild card.
So I'm gonna go Greg. I'm gonna go Connor B. That's the singing dude, right?
Yes, singing.
Actually, I got four.
Okay.
I got Greg, Connor B. I got my boy Trey.
Nice.
I think he's doing well, and I think he's like just well enough where like he's around and she knows who he is and she's definitely feeling him.
Okay.
But it's like I feel like he's setting himself up to like be around for a little while.
Or at least be part of Bachelor Nation for a while.
Yeah, like he's gonna be a part of it. And then I like my man, the football player.
Andrew S.
Andrew S.
I like Andrew S as well. I think Connor B is very, very hard to discount at this point in time. I think he's a legit contender. And then my fourth spot, I could go in a number of different directions. I feel like last week I liked Justin. She kind of made out with him on night one, but we didn't really see much of Justin this week. So
yeah.
She did seem to like Thomas. I'm still curious about James in the box. This dude is yoked. I found him on Instagram and like bodybuilder yoked. Okay. I guess he was in the wrestling date this week, but we didn't see him just crush anyone. So I don't know. I guess maybe it's Thomas, but I'm also kind of wild. I like going on the wild card. I'm gonna go James.
Okay.
So I'm with you on three of them, and then where you have Trey, I have James. So
yeah, I like Trey. He's
I do as well.
I like his.
He reminds me of someone. I don't know who, but anyhow. Okay. It actually kind of reminds me of, do you remember James Edwards that played for the Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of him.
He does look like James Edwards. He got the same haircut. Very good. For
way
sure.
Way back, late 80s, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts before we check in on Fantasy for Reality?
No, I mean, I think so far, you know, we'll see how I feel about the season, but the early returns are not great, but they're not bad. And again, I'm a big fan of Katie. I like her old vibe and her old energy. So if I'm sticking around for this Bachelorette season, if I keep watching, it'll definitely just be because of her.
I think there's going to be, I think it's going to be a good group of dudes. I think there's going to be some good drama and mingling. I always like the Bachelorette because most of the time, like, there's a group of dudes that just kind of become buddies. And it's kind of fun to watch them bro out in some regard. It's a little more fun when you get to see them travel around the world as opposed to be stuck in one place. But I mentioned Fantasy 4 Reality, Fantasy the numeral 4 reality.com. That's where we play all of our fantasy games. I partner up with Matt Gray over there, who is the founder of the site. But our league is always me and Kenny and Will. And I've had a really good opening couple of weeks. A couple of things have aligned well for me. I did lose Cody this week. He did pick up 100 points on his way out the door. But that and then all of the things that Mike did this week gave me 200 points for him. He was a leading point getter on Fantasy 4 Reality this week. But anyhow, I'm in first place. Kenny's in third, while Will sits in second, but nobody's lost more than a couple of people. So we'll keep tabs on that as we go. And it's not too late to sign up with your friends and coworkers. I mean, there's a lot of dudes still left in this mix. And at some point in time, maybe as soon as next week, we get Blake Moynis joining the show, who was one of Tayshia and Claire's guys last season, the Canadian farmer or Canadian park ranger or whatever. Will calls him Sierra Mist. I don't know why, but that's what Will calls him.
I want to just point out something. You were very, very kind with the rankings. I mean, guys, I'm getting my ass handed to me. It's not even, I mean, I know it's early and everything, but
it's early and you have guys that we know she likes. Aaron, she made out with. Oh no, that wasn't Aaron. Sorry. Andrew S, we know she likes. We all like Trey. Thomas, she seems to really like.
Yeah, but Andrew S is not on my team.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at Wilson.
I got, guess who I got on my team though?
Carl.
Fucking Carl.
Yeah, your team, it looks a little, I think Kyle might be your best guy there.
Oh man, it's going to be a long season.
I have Connor B and Greg.
Yeah, you got two of the favorites on your team already.
That worked out well. Well, let's take a quick look at I drafted the box guy, the mystery box, number one overall, just because I had to do it. Yeah. I didn't know. We pre-rank him.
Yeah.
Looks like you Aaron was your top pick. Connor C. Actually, sorry, I'm getting confused again. Kyle and Austin were your top picks. I don't believe Austin is on the show anymore.
Yeah, Austin's no longer with us.
After the question mark guy, I picked John, who is the tall, skinny guy, and Cody, who has now gone home. And then way down the line, Greg in the fifth round and Connor B in the seventh. Solid late round picks.
Yeah, so you guys are some good picks there, my friend. Solid, it's good.
Solid luck. I do research. Yeah, it's good. The only research I did was helping set up the website for Fantasy for Reality, just copy and pasting bios. Usually I do a little more social media deep dive because a lot of times the men and the women of the Bachelor franchise look quite a bit different on the website than they do on all of their Instagram photos. Most of the time they look worse on the website. Every once in a while they look better on the website, but just dropping some knowledge. It's what I do. Anything else before we get out of here?
Oh man, this has been great.
All right. Reminder to follow us on Twitter at After Reality Pod, like the After Reality TV podcast page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Also, a reminder, subscribe wherever you are listening now or wherever you download your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, or Stitcher. And don't forget to check out our website, afterrealitypodcast.com. Kenny, anything we should know about finding you on the interwebs? Or are we going to be documenting our new shoes on Instagram?
I might be documenting my new shoes on Instagram. Kenny is my homeboy, K-E-N-E. Is my homeboy. Kenny is my homeboy. IG on the Twitter. I'm just a retweeter. I don't have any original thoughts.
You can find me on the Twitter at Spencer Kitley. That is all one word. You can find at Fantasy the numeral 4 Reality on Instagram and Twitter. Updates each week there on who is top point getter in Fantasy for Reality as it pertains to the Bachelorette. And until we chat again, we remind you always. No, that's the wrong podcast. Not the challenge pod. We did that one for a long time. We remind you, we like bears and Mexican food right here on After Reality.